So this is one of the bar examiner's favorite things to test in torts questions, because it's easier for them to test, it's easier for them to write a fact pattern, and most people will get it wrong. And that is this difference between intentional torts and torts involving negligence. Here we see that the classmate borrowed this perfume for a second, and she accidentally dropped it and it shattered into pieces. The key words in the fact pattern are the classmate accidentally dropped the bottle on the floor. If it is an accident, then the classmate will not be liable for an intentional tort. So just by paying attention to that one word, you can instantly say, okay, A isn't right, B isn't right, and D isn't right. Because those are intentional torts. They require an element of intent, or for intentional infliction of emotional distress, occasionally recklessness will suffice. But since these are all intentional torts, they cannot possibly be the correct answer, and therefore C, negligence, is the right answer. Just a little bit more detail on why these other torts would not be applicable. Trespass or chattel, again, this is an intentional tort, and here the classmate was merely negligent. But this is also the wrong answer because here the bottle shattered into pieces. So this is not just a trespass. A trespass is more like you borrow someone's property without asking, you deprive them of it for a short period of time, or maybe you damage the property in a minor way. But here's major damage because it dropped on the floor and it shattered into pieces. So trespass wouldn't be a proper tort. Conversion would be a better answer than trespass of chattels, but it's still not the best answer because here the classmate was not acting intentionally, she was just negligent. D is not correct because this requires that the defendant intentionally or recklessly engage in extreme or outrageous conduct and cause severe emotional distress. Here there's no signs of severe emotional distress. This is not extreme or outrageous conduct, and this is not an intentional or reckless conduct, so the situation wouldn't apply. Also, this generally is going to be the correct tort to sue for when the plaintiff didn't suffer any actual injury, they only suffer emotional injury, and here that's not the case. The plaintiff actually suffered an injury because her perfume bottle was shattered into pieces. So that's just a little overview of this torts question. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to contact us or post in the comments. Thank you.